Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
States are required to regulate the safety of children while they're in childcare programs, but a new investigation finds more than a dozen states are not publishing adequate data about serious injuries, abuse or deaths of little ones in these settings. Chabeli Kerozana is an economy reporter for The 19th who's been looking into this, and she joins me now. Chabeli, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me.
Chabeli, you start with the story of a mother whose four-month-old son died in childcare. Now, I want to say we know deaths in childcare are quite rare, but tell us this mother's story to help us understand the regulatory framework that we're about to discuss.
This mother, her name is Cynthia King. Her son, Wiley, died on his fourth day at an in-home daycare in Honolulu in 2014. She was told that the cause of death was pneumonia. But from the very beginning, Deepa, Cynthia had this sense that something had happened. She didn't really have the full story. About a year and a half later, on exactly the day that would have been her son's second birthday, she ran into the childcare provider, realized that this person was no longer taking care of kids because her daycare had been shut down. That revelation is what really sent her down this journey of trying to figure out what really happened to her son. And ultimately, she found out he hadn't died of pneumonia. In fact, they couldn't determine what had caused his death. There were conflicting reports about where he even was when he died. The childcare provider told the police one thing, told the emergency crew something else. After all of that work, she ultimately decided to start working to pass legislation.
She had real questions about the childcare provider. And when she tried to find answers as to, you know, had this childcare provider had any violations or anything like that, it proved really hard, which I think is the story across the country, right? So if you're a parent looking for childcare and you might just want to do a little background on that provider, it's surprisingly hard.
That was the piece that really struck her, was there wasn't any requirement that these inspection reports were online. There was nothing she could find about this provider. And she was in this back and forth with the state to try to get this information. And so she realized there was this huge hole at the time. And again, this is 2014, which is the same time that the federal government was passing a new regulation that was going to require every state to do this.
So in Hawaii, she's getting told, we don't need to do anything because the feds are going to make a requirement to keep track of this kind of data. Did that happen?
It didn't happen in Hawaii. It hasn't happened in about a dozen other states. The states had to be in compliance by 2018. We are 5 years out from there, and it still hasn't happened.
I do want to point folks to our website, hereandnow.org, where we will post a link to Chabeli's article from the 19th, which is very comprehensive. If in your state, you can find out whether there's compliance, what kind of compliance, just by reading Chabeli's article. You also spoke to experts, Chabeli. What did they tell you about what's needed to fix this?
So this is a complicated problem, and really at the heart of it is the reality that childcare is a deeply underfunded system, right? And so what happened when this law was put in place was it didn't come with really any additional increase in money, increase in staff for these states to put in all of these requirements. And it wasn't just the data reporting, they had to do background checks and other things too. So that forces states and providers to be in a very difficult position, right? Because this money that they're getting from the federal government is to lower the cost of care for really low-income kids who need it.
What it really sounds like, and you point to this, is of a systemic issue here, because it would be really easy to say, oh, here's this terrible childcare provider breaking the rules. And I was interested to read in her case that one of the violations that she had was that the state requires a certain amount of children. You get licensed to care for a certain amount of children. She had extra. And I think that that's not uncommon when childcare providers are not making enough money to even really cover a lot of their bills, yet parents are also having to pay such exorbitant rates. So it seems like you can't ask parents to pay more. Childcare providers can't possibly give more. And then what happens is rules get bent, shortcuts get taken, and that can lead to the compromising the safety of children. Does anyone see it that way, or are we really trying to hone in here on the individual childcare providers?
Everyone that I talk to, childcare experts in all these states, they all say they are committed to safety. This is something that is crucially important for them, but they are also in a really difficult position. And so it's a difficult story in that way, because you talk to a parent like Cynthia, this mother in Hawaii, and you'll understand why she's calling for accountability. You understand why she's saying, we have not held them to this. Not a single state has been penalized for not following these requirements. You understand that, but then you also have these systems that are really hurting for the funding that they would need, the help, the support that they would need to be able to put this in place.
Chabeli Karazana is the economy reporter at The 19th. We'll have her full investigation published at our website, hereandnow.org. Chabeli, thank you.
Thanks so much.